Hello and welcome again for this 2 hour podcast, your podcast, my podcast, whoever listens podcast on online-civity.com. I'm Jamie and today is the last episode of the series for mental health at work for this bracket. It's been quite successful and things have worked, so I'm taking some of the feedback. Thank you for the feedback about the videos. What I'll do is I might do perhaps a few that they are not as structured in the future, and then we'll take it from there. Thank you very much. So what we're gonna do today is specifically, perhaps you're not a manager, but you're not in a leading role, so today we're gonna look at what leaders can do to support their staff. So this applies also if you are an employee. You'll be able to work through some of these things to improve some of the relationships at work and sort of support your colleagues. So let's start. Yeah, so today might be a bit short and snappy. Short and snappy, don't you? Short and quick, isn't it? I don't know what's the expression. So today's about thinking how we can support others. So one of the things is inviting people to have conversation. So for open conversation, asking how they're doing, and so on and so forth. As I said before, reflective practice sessions. If you can access someone like me or someone who is outside of the management structure, ideally, so people might feel more comfortable about that. That would be very helpful. Another way that we all can help when we interact with other people, this is in the context of management, but it could apply to you as well if you're an employee, is explore your own beliefs and biases towards the person you are with, we are dealing with. What is about them? Why are you perhaps having more difficulties with this person than another one? Is there something about the situation that is making you to believe or have some kind of thoughts that are hypothetical, or they are you jumping to conclusions? So it's really important what our beliefs and biases are to understand how we are related to others. We want to make sure that we are in the present. Despite previous interaction with people, and perhaps you have a preconceived. So we want to be mindful of what is happening right now, right here. And we don't want to be drawn towards past situations or future situations. We want to be in the sort of awareness of it, right? So we want to be here. This is what we're talking today. We are helping you today. We want to solve something today. We want to support you today. We want to be validating and normalizing of the situation. That's very important. We want to acknowledge the other person is suffering and perhaps doesn't perceive to yourself or other people, but they are struggling, and that is perfectly valid. We also want to identify and communicate that what is within our remit. Is there a remit of practice? What we can do. You know, it's my role. This is as much as I can do. This is what I'm getting from. This is what we can do. So it's people having more certainty. And then telling them, this is what we can do with what you want. This is where you have control. You know, we can do these changes if you want, or if they tell you their changes, you can be open and honest and gentle and compassionate and help them to see that those changes are not only about you. So if you're a manager, you're struggling, or a leader, or a sort of C-level or chair board, so what you can or you cannot do. It's important to communicate that to people. It's also been honest and open communication. You also want to empower people to take as much or as little lead on their journey to well-being as they can. So nothing more important than supporting others to be their best self, right? It's important to give just about enough so they can feel rewarded by the effort. If you need more, then you give them more. And that's where the case-by-case importance comes. Now, I don't know everything. I'm glad to say I don't know everything. I couldn't know. No one can know everything. We cannot help people. So signpost, signpost, signpost. Money matter to a charity with Solve With Matters. Relationship to a service that relates with a charity. HR, well-being, whatever it is, union, whatever they want to take it, then they might not be aware that there is something else they can be dealing with this problem. Then that is where you do. Signpost, signpost, signpost. You cannot problem solve everything. And if you are expected to do so, then that's an unrealistic expectation from you or anyone else, or for me, or for any other working in every place. Remind yourself and be compassionate, as compassionate as you are with others, be compassionate to yourself that you are trying the best and you are caring and supporting and supportive. And that perhaps is something that you keep taking your job into work. You take your job into personal life and work, and sort of it's going behind you. So I would invite you to do the visualization from the episode before. So I'd say is open conversations, honest conversations, being in the present and not be deferred to other avenues. This is what we are here to help you with today. Identify what you actually can do. Give certainty or more information to the person you're discussing with, the employee. Signpost and help them as much as they need to be the best selves. And be ultimately kind to yourself. So this is a very quick, very snappy. I'm not going to go into much detail today. If you want more, and this is more specific what I'm going to say today, you can contact me. If you're a manager, you're a leader, you've got a small business, you can contact me and we can discuss how we can go forward as I do some consulting. Okay? So I hope this helps. And that's for today. I hope you have enjoyed. This is very quick, very snappy. It's very much different from other podcasts. I'll return to the norm next podcast, right? So if you got any other requests, I have a few more in the pipeline, which is done very kindly. Just drop me an email to podcast@online-cbt.com, and I hope you enjoyed and I wish you all the best. Thank you.